hear me speak of the neutrality of technology and how technology can be used for good or evil. One of the things that recently occurred is I was just sitting in my study one evening and I get this text. And it was from Caleb. And it was a text in which he had gained new insight to a passage of Scripture. And we texted back and forth about three or four times then. And it was the right use of technology. And it was an exciting moment for both of us. But one of the points that I would like to make out of that had to do with the fact that what he was looking at was Psalm 51, that studying it. And he had gained some new insight to it, and an insight that we all have and that should need to have, and that is that David had not lost his salvation, but that he had lost his fellowship with God. And there's a beautiful phrase there that we need to take it in a literal way. When David prays, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation." He's not praying to restore me to salvation. He hadn't lost his salvation and then was coming back to God in any sense, but he was repenting. He was confessing his sin that he might be put right in terms of his God. He had not lost his salvation. He had not changed his standing with God, but his sin had broken off his fellowship with God, had become a barrier between him and God. And so his prayer was, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation." This morning, as we confess our sins, we need to think of it as a time of restoration. God restores us frequently, regularly, renews us regularly. And when we confess our sins, we're acknowledging that we blew it this week, that we've sinned. We've sinned today before a holy God, but that he restores it. He doesn't restore our salvation because we've never lost that. But our fellowship is damaged by our sin. Our relationship with God is damaged by our sin. And one final thought is today we have a baptism later this morning. I was reading that John the Baptist, when he said that many were being baptized as they confessed their sins. Confession of sin is healthy for the soul. John the Baptist knew it. Jesus recognized it and taught it. The Apostle John taught it so clearly in his writings. This morning, like David, I call you to confess your sins. Oh Lord, we've drifted from you. We drift on a regular basis simply by ignoring you, simply by not confessing the wickedness in our own hearts. Father, this morning as we come to you, we confess that we are sinners. We confess that we've fallen short, and we recognize and affirm that the blood of Christ has cleansed us from all sin. So this morning, Lord, we thank you for your salvation. We ask, O Lord Jesus, that you would restore to us the joy of our salvation. In the holy, blessed name of Christ Jesus, amen.